This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins an insightful journey into the subject of fear titled Deliverance from Fear. Today he speaks about three common types of fear that we need deliverance from. Let's join in.
Psalm 34 verse 4 is our key scripture. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. David said he sought the face of the Lord and the Lord heard him and he delivered him from his fears, plural. In other words, in life, there are many fears that plague us. For some of us, our fear is that we may not be able to give birth. For some of us, our fear is that we will die early. For some of us, our fear is that we will never get married. For some of us, our fear is that maybe we will go to hell when we die suddenly because we don't know the Lord. For some of us, our fear is that we are pregnant and we are not married and we are scared. That's your fear. So everybody has his own fears. So David said, fears. So shortly I'll speak on the subject, deliverance from fears. In other words, David said, the Lord delivered me from my fears. Let's read another scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 5. Paul said, when we come to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest. Without were fightings. Without means outside were fightings. Within were fears. Now this is the Greek apostle Paul who said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But here he admits that sometimes he had his fears. He said when he came to Macedonia, his flesh had no rest. In life we are fighting so many things. You are fighting to pay your bill. You are fighting to keep your weight. You are fighting to pass your exam. You are fighting to be spiritual. You are fighting to find money to buy food. You are fighting to keep your relationship. You are fighting to keep mosquitoes from biting you. You are fighting against coronavirus. There are fights everywhere. And he says, these fights have surrounded me all over. And he said, to compound it, outside were also fears. Deliverance from fears. So, as human beings, as Christians, one thing that plagues all humanity is this negative emotion called fear. That makes you feel that something is about to go wrong. You're not even married, but you feel like you're going to divorce, although you're not even married. You're not even arrived at the destination, but already you are scared. Before I start, I just want to go run through some kind of fears in the Bible that we see. One type of fear we see in the Bible that plagues people is the fear of death. You know, one day I visited a man, he called me to pray with him, and he was an old man, and this man was shaking, and he was crying, and he was weeping, and everything. And then he said to me, Pastor, I want you to pray with me. I said, why? And he said to me, I'm afraid I'm going to die. Then I said, well, how do you know you're going to die? He said, in the night, when I close my eyes, I see two beings. They'll be coming for my soul. As soon as he said that, I knew he was talking about. He was talking about hell and death. In Revelation chapter 6 verse 9, the Bible says, I saw a pale horse. His name that sat upon him was death, and hell followed with him. Death and hell, they operate together. Because when death kills you and you don't know the Lord, he hands your soul over to hell, who imprisons you in his residence. House number one, hell. He keeps people there. So both death and hell, they are people and there are places. I remember years ago when I was in the Christian, I was just maybe 16, 17 years old. One day I had a very terrible experience. I was sick. And in my sickness, in the middle of the night, I saw my spirit come out of my body. And I saw myself standing by my body and I saw my body standing there. And right beside my bed was this huge creature. This creature was big, about maybe 12 feet tall, and he held me by the hand in a vice-like grip. He claimed my soul, although my body was lying there. Then the ground opened, and there was a tunnel. So this creature took me down into the tunnel. And as we were walking down the tunnel, suddenly I could feel that the tunnel was getting warmer and warmer. Nobody told me, but I knew that it looks as if we are going to hell. So I started praying and shouting and screaming for this huge creature or demon to leave me, but he wouldn't leave me. I was pleading for my life, but he wouldn't listen. And we're getting closer and closer. You know, hell is underground. That's why Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9, the Bible says, hell from beneath is moved for you to meet you at your coming. In other words, this creature who is called death, this creature I saw, now I understand to be death. Because death is not only a condition, it's also a spirit. John 8:51, Jesus said, if any man believes in me, he will never see death. He wasn't talking about physical death, he was talking about the evil spirit called death. So when the spirit claims your soul, if you don't know God, then he takes you and hands you over to hell. Then as we were going, suddenly I saw a fire in the distance. And I heard people screaming. I heard people shouting. And fear gripped my heart. So I started crying out. I said, Jesus, Jesus, save me. Then suddenly a voice boomed in the tunnel. And the voice said, leave that boy alone. Give him another chance. As soon as he said that, this demon called death, his grip was released. And then suddenly I saw my spirit flying through the tunnel. I came back into my bedroom and I entered my body. And as soon as I entered my body, I came back to life. It was frightening. But you know what happened? For a few days, I was a very good boy in the house because I had seen something very terrible. But I never gave my life to Christ. And after about 2 weeks, forgetting the whole incident, I was just back to my old ways. You know, so that tells me that really it's not even an experience that makes you give your life to Christ. It's the gospel. The gospel has the power to change lives. Hallelujah. So during that time, I became very scared of death. I was afraid I was going to die. So every time before I sleep in the night, I'll put a Bible under my pillow, like some of you do. It's not going to do anything if you don't know Christ. Nothing will happen. And then every night, I will pray. I said, Lord, today, please don't let me die. And then I will just go to sleep. And when I wake up in the morning, I just go back to my normal life. I lived under the shadow of the fear of death. Very serious. So physical death is one of the things that we wrestle with. There are people who are always scared that they are going to die. Today, as I share God's word, I pray that the light of God's word will deliver you from this bondage. Every time you are afraid, you're going to die. Some people even go to the occult because of that, because they seek protection. It's one kind of fear. Another kind of fear that you can experience is the fear of poverty. You know, sometimes you can be afraid that your money will go away. That's why sometimes rich people, even rich people, keep on piling money and money and money and money, because the money is their security. They feel that if the money goes away, they are vulnerable. And it doesn't matter the amount of money that they have. They still want more. Let me tell you something. Money can give you security. The only security that you can have is in Christ. That's the only security. So some people are so afraid that they will become poor, that they will kill, they will steal, they will sell their bodies, they will sell their conscience and everything just because of this fear. It happened to Job. Job said in Job 3:25, that which I greatly fear is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come to me. You know, so Job lost everything. But when he lost everything, one thing he didn't lose was God. And when he didn't lose God, do you know what happened? God brought everything back. When I was a kid, my father told me, he said, I can leave you with all the money in the world, but somebody can take it away from you. But I want to leave you with two things. I want to leave God with you, and I want to leave you with a good education. He said, a good education is in your head. Wherever you go, you travel with it. God also with you is with you. Wherever you go, he's with you. So he said to me, if only I can deliver these two things to you, it will be fine. Let me tell you something. If only you can have God, you don't have to fear the fear of poverty. where people steal, people become corrupt, everything, because they always feel that they need more and more. They are afraid of something. It's a fear of poverty. It can drive people to do the unimaginable. But I believe that when Paul said, he delivered me from all my fears, even this fear can be taken away. Let me give you another example of fears. The third example I want to give is the fear of commitment. You know, I've met people who are not married. Why? Because they are afraid of commitment. They can be your friends. They can love you. You can be in a relationship with them. But when they hear wedding, that's it. They run away. A certain fear is in their hearts. They don't want to commit because sometimes they feel that if they commit to somebody, maybe something might go wrong. Maybe the marriage won't work. Maybe it's something. So they are afraid. Let me tell you something. There is nobody that you will meet in life that you will have 100% certainty that nothing will go wrong. If you have 100% certainty, then you don't need to trust in God because you know everything and you can do everything. There is always an element of doubt and uncertainty. And that element of doubt and uncertainty, it exists so that you and I might depend on God. So for example, Joseph, Jesus' father, was afraid of commitment, afraid to marry Mary. And an angel came down and spoke to him. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, the angel said, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." The angel said, "Joseph, go ahead and marry Mary. Don't be afraid." I remember before I got married, as the days were getting closer, you know, I was excited, I was going to get married, everything. Then, about 2 days before the marriage, suddenly a voice told me, "Are you sure?" Then some fear came into my heart. It said, "Are you sure?" Then the Holy Spirit said to me, "That is the devil. Rebuke him." So I said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He said it 3 times. "Are you sure?" I said, "Get out." He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Get out." "Are you sure?" I said, "Get out." I didn't hear that voice again. But some of you have been entertaining that voice. When he says, "Are you sure?" It's some, I'm even wondering myself. Then the fear increases. Then it destroys everything. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, the Bible says, "Casting down imaginations and thoughts." Imaginations are pictures that you see in your mind. Thoughts are voices that you hear in your mind. And somebody said, whenever there is a voice, there is a person. It may be an invisible person speaking. Whenever there is a voice, there is always a person. It may be invisible. And sometimes it's the voice of demons that you are listening to.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned the 3 common fears that plague humanity are the fear of death, poverty, and commitment. Be sure not to miss tomorrow's episode as this exciting message continues.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen."
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It says, "Dear Pastor, I asked you to pray for me because I needed a job. And when you pray for me, within 24 hours, I got a job."
Have you ever had a hollow feeling in your heart about the futility of life? Have you ever asked yourself, "Why am I here? Who brought me here? Could life be better? What happens when I die?" Get answers to these questions in the latest book by Kakrabaden titled The Invitation. You can order this book through the following means. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to 055-790-10. That's 055-790-10. You can place a regular call or send a text message to 020-7575-215. That's 020-7575-215. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.